Hello.
Hello.
My name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 18th of September 2009 and the time is 11:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Yeah, my name's Mark Olney. I'm 51 years old, nearly 52, and I come from Eaton Wick, which is near Windsor in Berkshire.
How are you today?
I'm absolutely fine. A bit nervous, but fine, yeah.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I like the aspect that, like, living art, and I've seen Anthony Gormley's work, and I like Anthony Gormley, the statues on the buildings in London, and, you know, Angel of the North, and I like the fact that he gets out there, and my wife, actually, she was interested, she saw it as well, and that's what got me interested, and I thought it was a great opportunity just to be part of the project and a part of living art.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the fourth plinth, how did you then decide how you were going to spend your hour?
Oh, that was a bit tricky, actually. It was a sort. It was talking to people, but actually, I think in the end, it just came from myself, and it was this idea of linking to evolution and 200 years since Charles Darwin's birth. And I'm a school teacher, so we did that with the school children. So it was kind of fresh in my mind, and then thought, how could I use that in a sort of fun way as well, as in an art way, and just link it to maybe an issue of how we've evolved and actually, you know, where are we now? So that's really how I came to it, and then just fleshed out the ideas as I thought more about it. But hopefully it'll be a bit of fun, and it's a bit surreal, but there's a sort of message in there as well.
And what's the message?
The message is the fact that we've been around for 3.2 million years, and, you know, technology and everything's evolved, but the message is, how have we evolved? Because still today there are people living like 3.2 million years ago. There's, you know, people hungry in the world. So I was saying that, you know, we have a complicated life with all this technology, but in fact we haven't really moved on in another way, because there shouldn't be anybody hungry in the world. So that's the sort of message to sort of just think, but it's done in a fun way up to that point. So
how are you going to convey that message?
I'm going to try and do it in stages, by sort of a bit of a surreal way, as a caveman, and looking at technology then, or music, and then just try and link it to now by some sort of strange things, you know, playing the guitar, playing a song by the Troggs, which is Wild Thing, have a bit of fun, and just make it very visual, but then lead up to that final sort of end bit, really. So, you know, in a sort of bit of a surreal way, I suppose, but you know, hopefully fun as well. Yeah.
And are you going to play the guitar?
I'm going to try and play the guitar. I hope it all works. A bit of old equipment I found, and you know, might be a few wrong notes, but I'm going to have a go and sing into a mic. But don't know how it'll go down, but you know, it'll be a bit of fun, so it's good. Try and get a few people dancing. Yeah.
How are you feeling about standing on the fourth plinth and doing what you've prepared now that you're actually here?
Yeah, I was obviously a bit nervous, but I think once I go up there and start, you know, I think that'll take over. But yeah, I just want other people to enjoy it as well, maybe have a bit of a laugh and see it as a little interesting slice. If someone's passing by, that's, you know, that's all I'm sort of hoping for. If people are passing by and see, oh, what's that nutter doing up there? But you know, I'm a bit nervous, and it looks quite high, actually. I think it'll be very different when you're up there, and it must be an unusual perspective as well that you don't normally see. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
And overall, what kind of experience are you hoping to have by taking part in One Another and standing on the fourth plinth personally, do you think?
I think it's a little bit of history, really. It's a sort of unique opportunity to do something that, you know, other people can see that you wouldn't normally get to do, and you know, put a little bit of a message across, but maybe make people think as well. So it's not just a personal thing of getting up there, it's just maybe trying to do a little bit of art, and with, you know, try and make people think of something as well. So yeah. That's what I'm hoping to get out of it, yeah.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I'm married with two sort of teenage children, and I'm now a school teacher, a primary school teacher, but I went into that sort of quite late in life. I didn't go to university till I was 40, and I've started teaching. I've been teaching for about 9 years. But prior to that, I've travelled around the world. I've lived in Japan and done lots of different jobs before that, and taught English to foreign students, but then settled later on in life in this career of teaching primary school children. So, and I play a little bit of guitar for hobby and have a bit of love and look after, you know, do a sport with the lads and that. And so, that's basically a little bit about myself. And
what's important to you in your life at the moment?
I think family, very much so. My own children, getting them sorted on a career pathway. We've just been doing that now with, you know, them leaving school and starting off, which is a difficult time. We've got some family illness and making sure one of my wife's sisters is well, and that's another big priority. And I might dedicate one of the songs to her today because she's in hospital, so she's not very well at all. And I think that's the thing, the family orientated and making sure everyone's well, and then the wider issues of what's going on in the world with energy and the global issues as well. I think I'm really interested in that, and resources running out and everything like that. So that's really important to me. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What is it about that issue that's important to you?
Well, what's important to me is the fact that the disparity between rich countries and the poor countries, and I just can't understand why technology is not used to support people in other countries to be able to live a decent life. And I think that's really important to me, because I think we should be able to do that, and what is it that's stopping us? Because we've made all these great advances. So that links back to why I thought I'd do this project and show, you know, how far have we actually moved on. So that's really important, I think. Yeah.
And you're a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
Now, how is that? How are you enjoying being a primary school teacher?
Yeah, I really enjoy being in the classroom and making those links, and not just teaching children maths and English, but teaching them sort of maybe being a bit of a role model and teaching them the right way to sort of behave towards each other and people and generally, because I think that's a big thing that people need to do, is, you know, social skills and what's right and wrong, you know, not dictatorial, not my view, but just general sort of, you know, bit of manners and being kind to each other and a bit of humour. Humour's definitely a big thing, so you've got to have humour, so that's a key part of the way I suppose I teach. So that's what I enjoy about it, the contact and seeing the children develop and enjoy what they do, and, you know, teaching them. I teach them guitar, so it's quite nice to be able to see some children that have just gone on and, you know, really taken to it and had the opportunity to do it and then go on and take it up, which is great, you know. Yeah.
What sparked your decision to go to university at 40?
When I came back from Japan, I realised that I enjoyed the teaching, and so I couldn't enter into the state school system with the qualifications I had, so I needed to get a degree to get onto teacher training course. So that's what I did. Yeah, that was and it was really good. Yeah, it was excellent. So I had a good time later on in life going to university. I don't think I could have gone when I was 18. I think it was a good time to go for me, actually. Yeah, and so I got my degree, and that gave me entry into the teaching profession, so that was good. Yeah. Yeah.
Why couldn't you have gone at 18, do you think?
I think because I wanted to leave school at 16 and get out to work, which was quite easy to do then. And I don't think I would have just mucked about and not done anything. I think I would have, you know, had a good time, but I don't think I would have come out with much, so I think I wasn't ready to do that then, so I just want to go to work and get some money and, you know, enjoy myself, you know, through that. And so I think it later on was a good, even though it was a little bit hard because we had family then, and it was a little bit hard to do, but my wife supported me in that, and that was great. So that was really good. Yeah, yeah.
How was it living in Japan?
Great. We travelled around the world prior to that, before we had children, in 1987. Japan was one of the countries we went to. And so we decided when we had our first child that we could go to another country that was relatively safe, and, you know, with them. And we went with him, and he was about 1.5. And we just lived in an ordinary Japanese house in a street with all the neighbours with their children, and he went to nursery. And we had the opportunity to do quite a lot of things we wouldn't do here. We taught English to the neighbours and in a small school locally, and became part of the community, and it was really good. And we had a really good time, yeah, it was excellent.
How long were you in Japan?
A year and a half. And we came back because my wife was pregnant with our second child, so that sparked the decision to come back at that time as well. So, but it was great, yeah, excellent.
Do you think that influenced your way of life after that, having lived in Japan?
A little bit maybe, but I think we had to come back and settle back into that unfortunate structure of, you know, having somewhere to live, mortgage, getting employment and bringing the children up here. So I think that was what sort of took over. But I think we've always got that desire to travel again, because I think that's just a great experience, and I think that's what we want to do. We'd like to do that. Travel and see other places we haven't seen. Yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I think I'm quite confident, but with I like to talk to people, and I like to listen to what they've got to say as well, and I like to laugh and have a good laugh, and I'm sort of quite easygoing person. I don't tend to get uptight, or and I just enjoy talking to people and seeing about other people's lives, hearing about that, their experiences, and getting on with people, and just contact, I suppose, you know, sort of find that quite interesting, finding out about people, and like I said about the family and things like that are important, but that's good. Yeah, that's I like to have a laugh as well. I don't think we laugh enough, especially when we get older. I don't want to become miserable. I don't want to become a miserable old person. I shouldn't say that. I don't mean that old people are like that, but, you know. And I try to stay young in mind, I suppose, through my children and, you know, the things that they're interested in. We go to Glastonbury Festival every year, and been going since my youngest son, he's 16 now, since he was 1.5. So we've gone, and that just is a great experience to keep you sort of open-minded. Open-minded, I think that's how I describe myself. Yeah.
And where are you from originally?
From Slough, actually. From Slough. I was born in Slough, and travelled, like I say, around the world, but then came back to a place just outside Slough. So I've sort of come back to near where I was born. So, yeah, my mother and father still live there as well. So, yeah.
What was your upbringing like?
Good. Happy childhood. Older brother. Just outdoors, loads of friends, going to concerts, music, you know, just great, really. Lucky, no health problems, which I think is, you know, a fantastic thing for everybody to have good health in their life. That's most important. So, yeah, I had a great childhood, yeah. Lots of fun things, it's brilliant.
And who are you doing this for today?
I think I was asked about a charity. If I'd have thought more about that, I would have liked to have done that and prepared that, but I kind of been so busy leading up to this, and that's a bit how I am, going back to how I'm a bit last minute with everything. But I think I'm doing it for my sister-in-law today, because she's in hospital, not very well at all, and everyone's concerned about her. So I'm going to dedicate the song to her. But she's always been into culture and art, and so I think she'd appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.